Advanced hedging techniques with futures and options. In the dynamic landscape of financial markets, managing portfolio risk has become an essential aspect of investment strategy. Hedging, particularly through futures and options, provides investors with a structured approach to safeguarding capital against price fluctuations. The global growth in derivative trading underlines this trend. In 2023, futures and options contracts reached a record volume of $137 billion, with the Asia-Pacific region, and notably India, contributing significantly to this rise. This momentum reflects the increasing adoption of hedging instruments to navigate volatility and protect investment outcomes. This guide outlines advanced techniques to hedge positions using futures and options, designed to help market participants mitigate exposure, preserve capital, and optimize returns. What is hedging in simple terms? Hedging is a strategic process of offsetting potential losses in one position by taking an opposing position in a related asset. Much like an insurance policy, it aims to reduce the financial impact of adverse price movements without necessarily seeking to generate profits from the hedge itself. How to hedge with futures contracts? Futures contracts are standardized agreements to buy or sell an asset at a predetermined price on a specified date. Their binding nature makes them a preferred choice for businesses and investors looking to stabilize costs or returns. One short hedge, selling futures. A short hedge involves selling a futures contract to protect against a possible decline in the price of an asset that one intends to sell in the future. Use case: a manufacturer expecting to sell copper in 3 months may enter a short futures position to lock in today's prices and avoid losses from a potential market drop. Too long hedge, buying futures. A long hedge is implemented by buying futures contracts to secure the current price of an asset that is expected to be purchased later. Use case: an airline company anticipating a fuel purchase might go long on crude oil futures to protect against rising prices. Benefits of hedging through futures. Capital efficiency: futures require only a margin deposit, allowing traders to control large positions with limited capital. High liquidity: futures markets are highly liquid, ensuring rapid execution and minimal price slippage. Price certainty: futures enable precise cost forecasting, especially in industries reliant on commodities. Versatility: suitable for hedging interest rate, currency, and commodity exposures. How to hedge with options contracts? Options provide the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell an asset at a specific price before the expiration date. This flexibility allows for more tailored risk management strategies compared to futures. One call options protecting against upside risk. Call options grant the right to buy an asset at a specified strike price. They are typically used when an investor anticipates a price increase but prefers to limit downside risk. Use case: a fund manager might purchase a call option on the Nifty index to hedge against a potential market rally while preserving downside protection. 2. Put options, shielding from downside risk. Put options provide the right to sell an asset at a predetermined price. They are commonly used to protect long positions from potential losses. Use case: an investor holding a portfolio of banking stocks may buy put options on a banking index to safeguard against sector-specific declines. Advantages of options-based hedging: defined risk exposure, maximum loss is limited to the premium paid for the option. Strategic flexibility: options allow for numerous strategies tailored to various market views and risk appetites. Volatility management: they are particularly useful in managing exposure to sharp price movements. No obligation: unlike futures, options do not bind the holder to exercise the contract, offering flexibility in execution. Advanced hedging strategies in futures and options. Once you're comfortable with the basics, these techniques offer more control and precision. One, spread strategies. Spread trading involves simultaneously buying and selling related contracts to capitalize on the price differential while limiting overall exposure. Bull call spread, buy a lower strike call and sell a higher strike call when anticipating moderate upside. Bear put spread, buy a higher strike put and sell a lower strike put when expecting moderate downside. Two straddles and strangles. These volatility-based strategies involve taking positions on both call and put options. Straddle, purchase both a call and a put at the same strike price, ideal for uncertain directional moves. Strangle, buy a call and a put with different strike prices, more cost-effective in highly volatile environments. 3. Delta hedging. This dynamic strategy involves adjusting a portfolio's exposure to make it delta neutral, thereby insulating it from small price movements. Example, if the delta of a portfolio is plus 0.5, selling underlying assets in proportion can help neutralize the position. Also read, Top 10 Option Trading Strategies for Smarter Trades to strengthen your understanding of how options can be used strategically in different market conditions. Difference between hedging with futures versus options. Feature futures options. Obligation yes no. Upfront cost margin required premium only. Risk high, can be unlimited, limited to premium. Flexibility low high. Key tips to hedge smarter. In volatile markets, successful trading isn't just about spotting opportunities, it's also about protecting your capital. Hedging is a vital risk management tool, but like any strategy, it requires precision, timing, and regular fine-tuning. A smart hedge isn't just about limiting losses, it's about optimizing returns while keeping risk exposure in check. Whether you're managing options, futures, or OTC derivatives, here are some key considerations that traders should keep in mind to implement hedging strategies more effectively and avoid common pitfalls. Avoid over-hedging. Excessive hedging may erode profits rather than protect capital. Monitor liquidity. Always assess the liquidity of the instruments involved to avoid inefficiencies. Account for rolling costs. When extending positions, factor in transaction and rollover costs. Evaluate counterparty risk, especially relevant for OTC derivatives. Review regularly. Hedging strategies should evolve based on market trends and portfolio adjustments. Final thoughts. Hedging with futures and options isn't about guessing market moves, it's about protecting your money. When used well, these tools help you reduce risk, stabilize returns, and seize market opportunities even in turbulent times. Financial institutions and individual investors alike are increasingly leveraging these tools not only for protection but also for strategic positioning. Need a hedging strategy that works in real-world markets? Connect with FinDoc to monitor live data, plan smart trades, and avoid costly errors. Take control of your portfolio today.